TVRN. This is the MIDI Music Adventure Show, and we will be continuing Tales of Monkey Island, Chapter 4, The Trial and Execution of Guybrush Threepwood. And I'm not sure how far we got in before we got cut off there. Let's see. What was I? I was ranting off about the GTX 680s and how awesomely fast they are. It's pretty crazy. So that's fun. Arfie is here. He's currently getting a drink or something. Quinn has joined us as well. I'm not sure if that is permanent, as he is a busy man. So
I think I've committed myself to the realization that I've basically gotten done what I need to get done for the evening, and so I should be here.
Cool. All right.
Speaking of the new Nvidia cards, when do you think Apple's going to start using those in their products? Oh wait, I guess the correct answer is when hell freezes over.
Who knows? They had to have signed like a contract with AMD, so I guess like when they roll out their next update in a year.
Maybe, if we're lucky.
Yeah. Try potting down your team talk output just a little bit, because it's a little bit clippy.
Me?
Yeah, just like a little notch or two. All right, so I am going to bring up Tales of Monkey Island, and we will get going, as we're already 15 minutes in here. As I've said, the messengers.
Let's see,
I believe,
if I got the right slider or not.
So far, it sounds good. I believe I'm still on the messengers, and let's see if I'm still on the phone.
Welcome to the TBRN phone.
Nah, you're gonna need to re-register. I got that by looking at Twitter.
Oh.
The numbers are now forwarded to Andrew.
Okay.
All right, we are now on the phones. So, let's bring up Tales of Monkey Island, and we'll see where we left off. And, we could talk about these graphics cards as well. They're friggin' crazy, man. It's ridiculous. So let's bring up the game. I'm basically, like, I have to go into, like, NVIDIA Inspector, and, I'm just, like, turning on, like 16xs anti-aliasing and stuff. Just,
oh man, things I wish I could have.
Oh, it's crazy. Well, because the problem is basically I'm just using my resolution is only 1080p with my TV, because I use a 32 inch sharp Aquos TV as my screen, and so it's nice and big, which I like, but it's only 1080p.
It occurred to me that we have these big, these ginormous TVs. You have the 32-inch. I have a 37-inch, and its native resolution is only 1080p. And
yeah.
It makes you feel like you're wasting display space, that there's not more pixels there.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's still, like, still, it's pretty, I mean, it depends how close it is. I mean, in your case, obviously, it's different than mine, But we're having it that much bigger is even more helpful, I would imagine.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, if it went like too much higher, like how much bigger proportionately is, what would it be, 1440p? So it'd be what, 2560 by 1440, right? That's still 16:9, I think.
I think that's how the math works out, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, totally random note, one of the main boards on that TV is actually blown. So
weird.
They're sending a tech over on Tuesday to finish the repair, and I'm going to be out about $230 total to have the TV fixed.
How much did it cost originally?
It's only one third of its original value.
that's probably kind of par for the course. The backboard on my TV actually broke, like, I don't know, less than a year from having it, so it was still covered and everything, so they just sent in a tech and he replaced it.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I guess when you have technology like that, it has to be finicky in some way or another.
Yeah, welcome back.
I pointed out on Twitter that my DVR for the past 2 weeks now has been dutifully recording new shows, and it's going to be interesting to see how long it takes me to get through all of that.
Oh yeah, cool. Yeah, the only stuff I have the Hoppage HD PVR. I think I've mentioned it before, so it's like it's
you
plugged
have
into...
not, and I desperately want an HD home run. I would love anything with a HD set of component inputs.
Yeah, it's I have it plugged into the Fios TV box. So like, the only problem is the remote control thing basically doesn't work at all. So I kind of just like have to manually remember to keep it like on the channel because I don't have a DVR box. It's just a regular HDTV cable box.
And the blaster doesn't work, I take it.
It does, but like it's so unreliable. Like basically the problem is, see, because I use it with Media Center. So that's like a whole extra layer of complication.
What I learned with Media Center is that regardless of what Microsoft tells you, always turn the bounce setting to the slowest possible setting.
Yeah. Well, the problem is, what would happen is it would never think that it was on the channel it's supposed to be on, which makes no sense because it's component video. It doesn't use channels at all. You know, it should just record whatever it gets and assume it's right.
Yeah.
That's how it should work. But I guess like the driver to make it work with Media Center makes it emulate like it is a cable receiver or something. I don't know.
Strange.
Yeah. Because
if you have a box, you're supposed to put that little control cable affixed to the front of the box.
But again, none of that really matters because it's DVR. It even has an optical audio as well. But I don't use
Whoa.
That.
Oh, that's right. Those boards do actually have a muxer on them, don't they?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So like I kind of record Discovery Channel shows and stuff, and that's about it.
Oh yeah.
Let's see what else. But all right, let's read what this thing says. Here we go.
Oh, before you start, speaking of one other bit of bad luck, I actually have between the time the TV broke and the time I'm getting it fixed, I've actually received 3 new PS3 games, so I've been, like, cowering in absolute shame.
I can't play my games.
I haven't played a game on the PlayStation 3 in I don't know how long. I use it to play Blu-rays. That's about it.
I'm
on PC now, pretty much.
I'm exactly the opposite. The only Blu-ray I have is Avatar, because you know, if you're gonna have Blu-ray, you gotta have Avatar.
Yeah, as a movie though, it was not really that good. But what else? Yeah, I've been looking at like TVs and stuff because now Nvidia has the 3D TV Play, which basically is 3D vision but for TVs because previously previously you would have had to have used a real 3D vision monitor, which is doing a true, you know, an absolutely true 120 hertz input, you know, and output, you know, to do 60 hertz in 3D, which no TVs do. There is no TV I'm aware of yet that takes 120 hertz input, you know, because I don't even think HDMI can take a 120 hertz input. I think 60 is the limit, but it can take a double resolution.
It is, but it isn't because the HDMI spec allows them to very easily. All that has to change in the future to support that is the controller, and if it needs more bandwidth, obviously the cable has to change as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I haven't really looked that much into it, but like I have been looking around at like TVs, like to maybe upgrade to something that's either 3D or try and find something that's higher resolution. Because I really don't...
I have no depth perception, so I just get to just ignore everything that's, stereo-separated 3D. My eyes physically can't interpret that. Which is funny, because I can look at the stereo images, and I can be like, oh, yeah, well, I know what this is trying to do, but I still can't interpret it.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, that's what I'm... It's like... Because the other option is to get multiple screens and do, multi-screen. Because now with the 680s, they finally made it where you can do real multi-screen, even if you only had one GPU, which before you couldn't on an NVIDIA. AMD,
you could, but it would be sharing frame buffer resources and all that sort
no,
of
No, 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 it's
thing.
Not that. It's even more basic than that. They simply didn't support more than two video outputs on one video card.
Oh, you were talking about... Oh, yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I thought you meant more than one display. You said more than one, and I was thinking
well,
you
is.
Meant more
multi-screen,
than
multi-screen, you know, off of one video card.
Oh, we're having another grammatical argument, I see.
NVIDIA didn't support it, AMD did. Now the GTX 600 series does do multi-screen on one card.
I guess they just weren't too pleased or confident in the quality of their graphics drivers or something.
I don't know. I don't know why they never did it.
I remember that very vividly, I'd run into that situation quite often where I'd be lucky enough to have a GPU that had, could in theory do three distinct outputs, but it would always limit me to two, and I was like,
Yeah, well now you can do four. Three can be 3D accelerated, and the fourth one is just like an accessory display.
Oh, for overlay or whatever.
Yeah, just like an extra window or something like that. So, but like the problem with multi-screen is, like, I don't know. To me, it's unless I would have to find like a screen. One, if I was doing multi-screen, I probably would be going with something that's still like a 1920 by 1080 screen rather than something super high res, because it's just will last longer at that resolution playing everything at maximum settings and stuff like that. But the other thing is, it's like, the bevel correction stuff, they do it where it's like that. You can either run it in two modes, basically, and what it does is, in between the screens, it cuts off what you don't see, so it looks like it's correct. But then it's like, and they actually have this as a feature now, where you can use a hotkey to enable and disable the bevel, like, adjustment or whatever the hell you want to call it. And so because if a GUI gets cut off, then you're not going to see it. But they have a hotkey where you can do that. But it's like, to me, I don't know. I don't want to do that. I'd rather just have one really big high-res display. You know? But the problem is, it's like, I wouldn't want something that's that much smaller. So I'd want something that's like, at the very minimum, 27 inches. Preferably 30 inches, but then that leaves like the Apple or the Dell screen. I think there's an HP 30 inch screen now, I'm not sure, but they're super expensive. It's like ridiculous, I can't afford that right now. I just spent $1,000 on the video cards. I gotta wait for a while anyway, but
that was your I got a job and so I'm going to have fun purchase, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. It was my little celebratory act. So, yeah. Anyway, let's read this thing. All right, this can be quiet.
Yeah, I was about to say, we probably should save the rest of the GPU tech debate for after the show, where the audience is largely not going to have any interest in GPU geekery.
Yeah. All right, so, Flotsam Doc, let's see, 325.12, 1859.04, betrayed by pirate hunter / biggest fan Morgan I already can't speak. Morgan Le Fay, Guybrush Threepwood is delivered to the clutches of the Marquis de Singe on Flotsam Island. But before the Threepwood-obsessed scientist can begin his painful experiments, the mighty pirate TM is hauled before the pirate court of Flotsam Island and accused of various execution-worthy crimes. Guybrush makes quick work of Hardtack's preposterous claim of X-rated vandalism, breaking him down on the stand like a house of cards. Hemlock's case is dismissed after Guybrush tampers with his fear-stiffened cat, causing it to seemingly spring to life in open court. Guybrush bribes star witness Joaquin D'Oro with a really cool glass eye, forcing Stan to drop a counterfeiting case against our hero. Load.
Yeah.
All right, now hopefully the game doesn't crash, because I enabled ambient occlusion, and sometimes games don't like that. Sometimes, wow, this looks so much better with the 16XS anti-aliasing. This looks so smooth. This is like a freaking movie now. It's so clean. So where were we? I remember we left off collecting ingredients and stuff to recreate the... wow, it actually... When I bring out the... that's funny. I actually might have figured out a way to tax this thing with Tales of Monkey Island with the crazy settings I enabled in the driver.
Oh, man.
It's not always running at 60 FPS. That's funny. When I bring out the inventory screen, it goes down to 58.
Whoa. And this, unless I'm mistaken, isn't this a 2D game?
No, it's a fully 3D game.
Oh, wow.
Tales of Monkey Island is fully 3D, technically. But it plays kind of like, it's the same style. All
right. Perspective, yeah.
Yeah. So we have the sketch of, if you remember, Bosun Krebs, courtesy of Guybrush Threepwood. So basically, we have to figure out how she got that scar. So we got the Blood Island Volcano Shot glasses, and I filled it with various ingredients of different colors. So we got a cup of molten glass, a cup of hot manatee oil, a Blood Island Volcano Shot, a cup of mysterious caustic fluid, a cup of hot wax, and a cup of hot grease. So the Volcano Shot and the caustic fluid are both red, the cup of hot wax is a blue, the cup of molten glass is kind of a greenish color, and then the cup of hot grease is yellow, as is the manatee oil. So basically we gotta like spray this on the leg lamp we stole and try to recreate the which I will now examine.
Nikki. Hard to believe that nacho sauce could do that.
It looks like a Jolly Roger on her leg, and it's purple. A purple Jolly Roger on her leg. So let's see. What combines to make purple? So we got red, yellow, and blue, right? So red and blue makes purple, doesn't it?
Sounds right to me.
Well, I guess some of us wouldn't have any idea. That's me. Yeah. So, okay.
Oh, I mean, because in science class, we had to do the primary colors.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But, see, that would be, like, RGB, but this is kind of like, CMYK or whatever the hell it is. What was that whistling sound? Did that come from the game? That was weird. Okay. Let's see. Any messages? A spam message. Let's see. All right, so I put the Volcano Shot on here, and it made, like, part of this thing. So I guess let's see if I combine the other red thing. Now I have a red Jolly Roger. So let's see. I'll combine it with the blue hot wax. Let's see what that does. Hey, that was easy. It looks just like it. Exactly. All right. Let's head back to the court and throw this case out. Wow.
I think that's the last case, isn't it?
I think so. Wow, the ambient occlusion makes everything so much smoother. Although, the only problem with all the ambient occlusion stuff is it kind of just makes everything darker. does look nice. It does look more realistic.
Oh, it's you.
It is. It is I.
How's the pox of LeChuck treating you?
Oh, it's not so bad. I mean, there is the incessant drive to commit acts of monstrous evil, of course. It's a bit of a drag on the social life. But my pillaging swing has never been better. So, I guess you could say it's a bit of a wash. Tell you one thing I didn't expect. The slaw cravings. I mean, honestly, mate, what's that all about?
Let's see. I'd like to return to the court to defend my client. What are you doing on Flotsam Island anyway? No hard feelings about being humiliated in open court?
No hard feelings about being humiliated in open court?
No worries, mate. I've been humiliated so often it's kind of second nature to me by now.
Great.
Besides, I didn't really think it was much of a case anyway. But that Stan fella, he seemed to think I could make a pretty piece of it off of your untimely execution. So I figured, what the heck?
No, don't go away. Let's try this again.
Who go? Oh, it's you.
It is.
I'd like to return to court to defend my client.
All righty then. Let's find Judge Grindstump.
The Pirate Court of Flotsam Island is...
Yes, yes, get on with it!
All right. Let's see. Let's call a witness.
I'd like to recall Bosun Krebs to the stand.
Catherine Krebs.
Now, remember, darling, you're still under oath.
Aye.
Inventory.
These pirate women are quite scary.
Arr.
Arr.
Your Honor, I'd like to introduce this leg lamp into evidence as proof that Bosun Catherine Krebs is lying about her so-called nacho sauce burn.
Yeah.
This proves nothing.
Oh, objection, yeah? Your Honor. The scars on this leg-shaped lamp may look like my client's, but who knows how they got there?
I'm glad you asked. So you see, Your Honor, Catherine's distinctive burns were not caused by Club 41's nacho sauce, but by an unlikely combination of scalding fluids found throughout Flotsam Island.
FYI, there was like a visual, like a time lapse, like a sweep of the screen to, like, so he was, who knows how long he's been explaining how he made the leg lamp.
Several hours later.
Yeah, that would have been funnier. Hours later, so you see, more hours later.
Isn't that true, Bosun Krebs?
Answer the question, you she-devil!
It's true. After Guybrush knocked that platter of nachos onto my lap, I saw my chance for revenge and concocted this foolish scheme.
Revenge?
Revenge?
You still don't remember me? The woman whose ship you sunk? Who spent years languishing in prison for your crimes? The woman whose husband you humiliated in that creepy karaoke contest?
Nope. Sorry. Drawing a blank. Your Honor, I move that Bosun Catherine Krebs's charge be dropped.
Counselor?
I got nothing, Your Honor.
Very well. In the matter of Krebs versus Threepwood, the Pirate Court of Flotsam Island finds in favor of the defendant Guybrush Threepwood. Fox, Fox, knock it off, you lot!
Fox, Fox, Fox.
Let's see here. Cleared? Dropped? Yes. Congratulations, Captain Threepwood. It appears that you have successfully gotten yourself out from under your various civil charges.
Shiver me timbers, Stumpy. I guess I'll be going now.
Hold on, what's this? There appears to be a criminal charge on the other side of this blasted paper.
Huh? Assault with molten nacho cheese isn't criminal? What else is there?
The creation, incubation, dissemination, proliferation, and mastication of a pox or pox-like affliction. A class one felonious act here on Flotsam.
Oh, pox!
How do you plead?
I plead guilty, I plead not guilty. I plead guilty. I'm a pirate.
Guilty.
Is that so?
Is the mandatory sentence a slap on the bottom and a public shaming?
let's see here. No, it's death.
Oh, then not guilty.
On what grounds?
The pox is a lie. Mastication? The pox isn't so bad. The pox isn't my fault. What should we
choose? Mastication?
I may have aided in its creation, incubation, dissemination, and proliferation, but mastication? That doesn't even make sense.
Doesn't that mean chewing?
Are you suggesting that this court doesn't know the meaning of the words it uses?
Did he just say suggestioning?
I don't think so.
Yes, I see it in the subtitle. Suggestioning.
Oh, dear.
Are you suggesting that this court doesn't know the meaning of the words it uses?
That is awesome.
To quote Chris Tucker, do you understand the word? No, it was Jackie Chan, wasn't it? Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Yeah. Nobody understands the words coming out of your mouth.
Nobody understands the words that are coming out of your mouth.
God!
Okay. The pox is a lie.
There is no pox. Everyone's just got the mumps.
Does this look like the mumps to you, Sonny Jim?
Pox isn't so bad. Everyone's tough as nails now and can do neato demon things with their eyes.
It's evil! Holy crap!
Oh,
I got
God.
Bubbles on my fundament!
Okay, it's pretty bad. The pox isn't my fault, it's LeChuck's! It all started with the cursed cutlass of Kafflu. Off the Rock of Gelato, LeChuck was doing something evil with monkeys, and I was all brrr. But then LeChuck broke my root beer bottle, and I had to substitute some of the Voodoo Lady's ingredients, and then LeChuck turned into a human, and all this voodoo went boom, and... well, it's not my fault.
Your Honor, the defendant is hand-waving. And believe me, I know from hand-waving. But seriously, we all know that the cloud of pox vexing this fair island arrived soon after the defendant and his oozing appendage crept upon these shores.
Aye. Disgustifying it was.
Then, after infecting everyone in sight, the pox cloud magically blew away at exactly the same moment that Guybrush sailed away, stealing Flotsam's only ship, I might add.
That's right!
I won that ship, fair and square.
Now, Threepwood has returned, and so has the cloud of pox. What a coincidence. And yet here he stands concocting fanciful stories of a human LeChuck, voodoo cutlasses, and a so-called rock of gelato.
Well, Threepwood, do you have any witnesses to your unlikely tale?
I do. She's...
uh-oh.
Wonder Bunny!
Ha! Fast, ye blubbering belugas! I'm sucking your port! Bring me all your spoils, swags, booty, and boodle!
Lane, less plunder, more bunny, please!
And you, me bunny lass, step into me captain's quarters and let me ravish you,
whoa,
silly!
Oh, boy!
Ah,
whoa!
Finally hold you in me arms again, it makes me want to... What's this? The scent of betrayal? Who is this tawdry witch?
Nobody. No one.
She'll die by me rusty blade!
There goes my witness.
And she must be summoned. Bailiff, serve the woman immediately.
Yes, sir.
You'd better be using the voodoo summons. That saucy sea hag doesn't look like she be respecting the customs of pirate law.
Aye, aye, sir.
But first, hold the defendant's pox-spreading keister back to the brig!
All right, you. Stay put until I summon your ball and chain.
I wouldn't call her that. She...
ow!
Might...
oof!
Take exception. What happened to you?
Oh, I'll tell you what happened. I went to Club 41 to hand this summons to your better half, and she backhanded me right out of the bar.
Oh. Ouch.
If you want that banshee on the stand, you're gonna have to serve her yourself.
We're back in jail. Well, I guess we're still our lawyer, so... Oh. He's leaving.
Oh, I'm gonna go see if the local doctor can fix me jawbone.
Probably a bad idea. All right, entering Club 41.
What the...
Morgan and Elaine are fighting.
Oh, ladies' night.
Guybrush, your wife has lost her mind.
And you're about to lose a limb, you sea cow.
Elaine, sugar cakes, let's...
Can't fight. I was going to say pussy fight.
It's her head or yours, bilge boy.
Or you two can just figure out this little misunderstanding on your own. I'll be over here appreciating my head's ability to stay attached to my neck.
Hey, what's this? A scrap of paper.
A recipe for something called a Fat Island Fuzzy Nostril.
Alright. Oh, there's Bosun Krebs. Let's see, the buffet table.
There's nothing left of this buffet but a few scraps of tofanity paste and a light ranch dressing.
Ugh. What's in the bathroom?
How about a towel, sir?
Thanks.
What the hell?
Ooh, really needed that.
Ah!
Ew. What was that?
Oh, there's an icky puddle on the ground now. And there's something stuck to Guybrush's foot.
Hey, what's this piece of paper stuck? It's a recipe for a drink called a Tri-Island Tuna Colada. Looks complicated.
I see. There's Judge Grindstump in the background.
Morgan, what do you think you're doing?
Don't ask me. Ask your crazy wife.
I'm gonna run you through, you high seas hussy.
Let's see. You don't have to fight over me. Hey, Morgan, I think you're losing your edge. Elaine, I have a confession. Can't you two just work it out?
Elaine, I have a confession.
Over a nice grogatini. Let me get back to you. Let's see.
Elaine, you should know that Morgan and I spent a few nights together inside of a manatee.
Inside of a what? You're a dog, Guybrush Threepwood.
Maybe that was a bad decision.
Ladies, I think we're on the couch.
Please, there's plenty of Guybrush Threepwood to go around.
Well, that won't be when I'm done with ya. Get over yourself, Threepwood.
Yikes. Whoa, they're both pointing the sword at him. Okay.
Can't you two just work it out over a nice grog?
Women scare me.
See, Guybrush Threepwood is buying me a drink.
Over your dead body, Trollop.
Who are you calling Trollop, Sooner Mom?
Oh, boy. Wow, Morgan. You're pretty handy with a sword.
Is that so? What else is she handy with?
Oh. Ouch.
Hey, Morgan, I think you're losing your edge.
I'll show you an edge.
Whoa! So, when I did that, basically, depending on who you quote-unquote insult, the other one lunges forward, basically. And when Elaine lunges forward, Morgan dodges, and Elaine rammed into a statue and then had to yank her sword out. So, I think we know where to place the magical... Well, actually, we haven't even tried to give her the summons yet, so let's go back to the inventory.
Okay, I'm gonna go think of something clever. Try not to kill each other while I'm away.
Yeah!
Let's see, here we go. Voodoo summons.
Hey, darling.
What?
Would you mind taking this?
Only if you don't mind taking this!
Ah! Okay.
Yikes!
Get out of the way, you blithering hunk of man-meat!
I won't be able to get any closer to the dartboard with those hell kittens in the way.
Hmm. Okay. Let's talk to Bosun Krebs.
Hey, Krebs.
What do you want?
You're not upset about the trial, are you? Tell me, did it hurt? I see you aren't fighting. What should we choose?
You're not upset about the... You're not upset about the trial, are you?
You're not upset about the trial, are you?
Why would I possibly be upset by the fact that I hideously disfigured myself in a quest for long-delayed vengeance, only to have it cruelly snatched away at the last moment?
About your quest for vengeance? I'm afraid I still don't remember you.
You don't remember? How could you forget how you sank me marlin hunting ship off the coast of Snark Island, or the time you framed me for mopery on Wurtling Shars?
Unless I've taken too many blows to the head, I'm pretty sure I've never been to any of those places or done any of those things.
Well, you may not remember Bosun Catherine C. Krebs, but you can be sure that there'll always be a black mark next to the name of Guybrush Q. Threepwood.
Wait. Did you say Guybrush Q. Threepwood?
Aye, and a fowler name never escaped me lips.
But it's the wrong name. I'm Guybrush Q. Threepwood.
What?
Yeah, your vendetta must be with the other Guybrush Threepwood. I should have realized. You know, this isn't the first time something like this has happened. I keep getting his mail, too.
Another Guybrush Threepwood.
It's nice to see one female pirate in this bar isn't a fight-crazed wackadoodle.
Oh, I am. I'm just loading up on carbs before joining the fight. Doesn't pay to have a sugar drop.
About the whole hideously scarring your leg in a bid to seek unholy vengeance against the wrong target thing, are you?
That's funny.
Tell me, did it hurt?
Did what hurt?
When you fell out of pirate heaven.
No, but this will...
She slapped him.
Stay away from Guybrush, you sea hog.
Ooh.
They're coming to get her. Now Elaine's coming over.
Yikes.
She ran into the bathroom. And now they're fighting down here. On top of the buffet table. Hey, there's a sack of sugar. This could be useful.
Just what I always wanted. An ant-infested sack of sugar.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Yikes. Would you mind steering clear of the dartboard? Now that I've found me darts, I need to practice before tomorrow night's tournament.
How do I get a dart? Oh, I think I remember.
Hey, they're doing a nice job of prolonging that battle over there.
What can I do you for?
Let's see.
Looks like Ladies' Night has picked up a bit.
Picked up a little too much for my taste. These she-beasts have scared away all me eligible hard-drinking, hard-spending pirate bachelors.
Hmm.
Would you mind knocking it off with the darts for a minute?
Not on your life! I need to get in a week's worth of practice before tomorrow night's tournament, and who knows how long those hellions will stay out of my way!
Okay.
So you're really the owner of Club 41?
Have been ever since I won it from the original owner in a dart tournament a few years back. Poor old guy never knew what hit him.
And by hit him, you mean...
A dart! Right in the old noggin!
I've been wondering, why is this place called Club 41 anyway?
You know, I don't rightly know. The last owner never got a chance to tell me before he succumbed to his dart-related injuries.
I was wondering when somebody was going to allude to one of those.
Yeah.
Can you make one of these?
A
Tri-Island Tuna Colada? Arr, that takes me back. I haven't made one of these since I was a bosun under Captain Bo.
But can you make one? I'm really in the mood.
Aye, but it'll take some doing to scrounge up the ingredients.
Take your time.
All right. Attach the summons to the Dark Lord.
I'll just put this here for safekeeping.
There we go.
Done! One Tri-Island Tuna Colada. Now I can get back to me darts.
Arr! Libations!
Uh-oh.
Ah, gimme.
Krebs is coming back out now that they left the buffet table. And now they're fighting up here again. And WP's hiding behind the bar.
Okay, this is really flattering, but let's calm down and talk this out like adults.
I'll be calm when LaFlay's been filleted like a fish.
Elaine, Tuckle Bear, Morgan's all bark and no bite.
You want bite? You got it! And I'll throw in the bark for free. Oh! Huh? Good for nothing words getting in the way of my killing.
Nice.
Honey, you are formally summoned to appear before the court of Judge Grindstump in the case of the people of Flotsam versus Guybrush Threepwood, Mighty Pirate. TM.
He said TM.
Now
TM,
I know there's the yes. Daddy pants in the relationship.
You stay away from my boy's pants, or I'll hang you from my Jolly Roger, you Jezebel. And you,
that sounds painful.
Don't think you can totter around with some tart and not get a fistful of what?
She's a catch.
And conveniently not a rotten double-crosser.
I told you I had a job to do.
Sure, just doing your job. Tell me, aside from all the silver, how are the benefits?
Guybrush.
Do you get health care for the repetitive stress injuries caused by all the backstabbing and cutting off people's hands?
I said I was sorry.
Sorry? I can't pick my left nostril without risking a lobotomy.
What if I...
What if nothing? Goodbye, Morgan. I've got a wife to cure and an island to save. Mrs. Threepwood.
Let's see. Please tell everyone how the pox is LeChuck's fault. Please tell everyone how I've been seeking a cure for the pox. Please tell everyone what a great guy I am. I'd like to take a second to think about my next move, Your Honor. Let's see. What shall we choose?
Could you give the court some idea of what a fine, upstanding pirate your husband is?
Let's see. When I first met him, he was breaking into my mansion to steal a statue.
Oh, jeez.
Later, after shanghaiing a crew to take him to Monkey Island, he totally failed to rescue me from the evil clutches of the ghost pirate LeChuck, so I had to dress up a couple of monkeys in a bridal gown.
This may have been a bad line of questioning.
Then he left me hanging over a pit while he went looking for the treasure of Big Whoop. I didn't hear from him for 3 years after that. Turned me into a bleeding statue! Left the seat up! Oh, and that's not even mentioning all the times I've found myself tied up, manacled, or otherwise incarcerated because of his blithering idiocy!
You're too good for him, love.
Shave his belly with a rusty razor.
I love that guy's voice.
Shave his belly with a rusty razor.
That's so funny. Okay, well, that was not helpful. Let's see. Please tell everyone how I've been seeking a cure for the pox.
Honey, why don't you please tell everyone how I've been trying to find a cure for the pox?
Don't you honey me, you two-timing cannon scrubber. I bet all this talk of looking for La Esponja Grande was all plot to spend time canoodling with your little privateering she-slag.
La Esponja Grande, yes, it's right over there, see?
Hmm.
Sure it is.
Please tell the court how this horrible pox is all LeChuck's fault.
LeChuck? That stick in the mud even be a pox if you'd gone through with the voodoo lady's recipe properly. But no, you had to wave that root beer bottle around like some sort of conquering hero. Oh, look at me. I be Guybrush Threepwood, mighty pirate. Next thing I know, you're trying to replace root beer with root grog and bam, pox all over the place. Not that I'm complaining, mind you.
Okay. I'd like a second to think about my next move, Your Honor.
Make it fast! Your character witness is oozing all over my courtroom!
The wedding ring.
Honey, look! They confiscated your ring!
You let someone take it from you? Didn't I tell you never to let it out of your sight?
Yeah, but...
But me no buts, love of mine!
Okay. Hey, what's this?
Stinkbeard's common laws for common pirates. Laws? Pirates don't need no stinking laws.
Fine, then we'll proceed with the execution! Nope.
On the other hand, maybe I could use a few good laws right now.
La Sponja Grande.
Your Honor, Buccaneers of Flotsam, you all believe that I, Guybrush Threepwood, Mighty Pirate, have brought this horrible pox to your shore.
Off with his
head! Run him off the plank!
Feed him to the jungle beast!
What if I were to tell you that I could tame this unruly witness, prove my good intentions, and begin the process of curing you all of this hideous voodoo pox all in one fell swoop?
I don't know.
Feed him to the jungle beast!
Your Honor, I object. Defense is grasping at straws.
They're actually thinking about
here.
It.
Denied! But get on with it, Captain. The hangman gets overtime if we keep him up after midnight.
With pleasure, Your Honor. Wenches and pirates, I give you Exhibit S, the wonder of La Esponja Grande.
I thought it'd be bigger.
Now behold, as a simple exfoliating motion of La Esponja Grande washes away the pox, restoring my wife to her usual, mostly pleasant demeanor.
Nothing happened.
Arr!
Sugar cakes?
Off with his head!
Get that piece of seaweed off me, you deep-sea doily diver!
Does the defense have any other pointless arguments it would like to make?
This is sort of all I got.
Then, by the power vested in me by the put-upon pirates of Flotsam Island, I summarily sentence you to be hanged by your pox-spreading neck until you are...
Right there.
What?
LeChuck.
What is the meaning of this?
My name is LeChuck, and I can tell you exactly what Guybrush did. LeChuck? I thought he was a ghost.
I heard he was a zombie.
Don't listen to him.
You see, Your Honor, the pox is all my fault.
Listen to him.
For decades, I dabbled in the dark forces of voodoo, clamoring for power. I hungered for it. I yearned for it. I pillaged, plundered, and killed for it.
I can attest to all of this.
And it was my accumulated voodoo that infected you all. Dark, evil voodoo that was explosively released when I was once again defeated by the perpetually heroic Guybrush Threepwood.
He's not kidding. I've killed him, like, 5 times.
So you see, Guybrush Threepwood is not the source of this pox. I am. And I hereby throw myself upon the mercy of this court, or lack thereof.
Off with your head!
But wait, there's more.
Feed him to the jungle beast.
It turns out I had an unknown, silent power urging me down those darkened voodoo corridors.
What?
A power far more insidious than I could ever hope to be. I submit to the court this journal, property of the...
Quiet up there! The voodoo lady.
Ooh, that creepy lady who lives in the shack?
What the what?
In these pages, you will find detailed plans laid out by the voodoo lady over the course of many years to manipulate my never-ending rise to power. My hunger for voodoo, my seemingly endless cycle of ironically comical death and disturbing resurrection. My obsession with the darling Elaine. It's all because of her.
Off with her head! Feed him to the jungle beast!
This can't be true, can it?
Order! Order! I hereby call for the release of Guybrush Threepwood and the immediate imprisonment of LeChuck and the Voodoo Lady! To the brig with both of them!
Oh, I've had it up to me eye patch with all this land-loving lollygagging! I'm off to plunder me some treasure!
Don't worry about me, my friend. Go cure your wife!
Well, I'm finally free, but now my pox-crazed wife is nowhere to be found. A mad scientist is hunting her for who knows what reason, and the legendary voodoo sponge that was supposed to cure her has turned out to be useless. Under normal circumstances, I'd ask the voodoo lady for help, but she's sitting in the jail cell next to my archenemy, who may or may not be my best friend, after it's been revealed that she has been the secret power behind most of my travails over most of my life as a pirate. Maybe I should have been a beekeeper like my Uncle Sid.
Seems less dangerous now, don't it?
Oh my god. So, how about that? And I'd say, I don't know, we're about two-thirds into this episode.
Not bad.
Yeah.
That's quite an impressive twist in the story there, folks.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, there's LeChuck and the Voodoo Lady. Let's talk to LeChuck, I guess.
LeChuck!
Guybrush!
Let's see. Thanks for saving my hide. Where have you been? I thought you were with Elaine. Have you seen Elaine? About the Voodoo Lady's explosive diary. La Sponja Grande is a bust. Sit tight, buddy. Once I save Elaine, you're next.
I like the third to last option, the one about the explosive diary.
I can't believe the Voodoo Lady has been pulling your ghostly slash demonic strings all these years.
It came as a shock to me as well. But her diary spells it all out. You, me, Elaine, we're all part of the Voodoo Lady's malevolent plans.
Malevolence is in the eye of the beholder, Guybrush Threepwood. I know this is difficult or not as they seem.
No, things seem remarkably convoluted, which is what I've come to expect from you.
I've always had your best interests at heart.
Well, what about my interests? Without your meddling, I could have lived a normal, happy pirate's life.
Ha! The destiny of LeChuck has never been normal.
Have you seen Elaine?
No, not since she left me in a poxed rage.
She's been doing a lot of that lately. I would have bet my good hand I'd never say this, but thank you.
For what? I've caused you nothing but despair.
For taking the fall back there, and for exposing the Voodoo Lady. I don't know what to make of any of it, but now I can focus on saving Elaine and dealing with the pox.
It is the very least I could do. But be careful, Guybrush.
I'm always careful.
This from the guy who proposed to his wife with a cursed engagement ring you stole from my hold?
Was that a dig? Is the evil demon pirate LeChuck developing a sense of humor? This is weird. Sit tight, buddy. Once I save Elaine, you're next.
Don't worry about me.
Hey, you!
Hello, Threepwood.
You sent me on a wild albatross chase for La Esponja Grande and promised me it would cure the pox. But after fending off sexually ambiguous merpeople, a giant manatee, and your crazy ex-boyfriend, what do I get for my trouble? This sorry excuse for a kitchen sponge.
La Esponja.
Ah, I notice you strategically left out the grande from this worthless piece of junk. Once it cured my piddly leftover pox, it didn't have enough mojo left to cure Elaine.
It's not worthless. It is merely young. It must be brought to maturity in order to reach its voodoo-absorbing potential.
Brought to maturity? How am I supposed to do that? Give it a talk about the sponge birds and sponge bees?
Like all infants, La Esponja needs nourishment. It must be fed 6 special voodoo courses to bring it to adult size.
What sort of meal is that?
A feast for the senses.
There's some sort of bug carrying like a map in front of the jail cell.
The menu, Threepwood. Take it.
Oh, a menu.
And serve the sponge a meal unlike any other.
And then?
It will grow.
Hey, neat. There's a map of the Flotsam Jungle on the cover. No more listening to bees and birds and boars for this mighty pirate.
Huh.
Hmm.
The map opens
well,
up and folds in all kinds of different ways.
It's like a whole new map now.
I really don't remember this bit. Let's see. Feast for the senses. A voodoo feast in 6 courses guaranteed to embiggen the smallest beastie. First course. Put on a napkin that's a sight. A garish cloth grotesquely bright. Once completed in order, your wee beastie will grow to maturity, substitutions encouraged. Second course. Antipasta jungle meat gives off a smell like stinky feet. This is funny. Third course. Before the main course, cleanse your palate with a taste that hits you like a mallet. This is funny. Fourth course. The main course will cause quite a flap. To find the sixth sense, use your map. Fifth course. Now engorged a small dessert, a touch so shocking it might hurt. Sixth course. Your meal finished, let out a cheer, or belch so loud that all can hear. Okay.
Oh no.
Alright, so I guess we gotta...
I better fold this up before I put it in my pocket.
Do we have a napkin? Well, what's all this?
Stan! Threepwood! No hard feelings over all those various civil and criminal charges?
Water under the bridge.
Great!
A bridge with a fast-talking shyster-slash-salesman dangling from it. Still trying to make a buck on my recently cleared name?
Nah, I sold all that junk to that Doro sap. I moved on to the next trial of the century. Flotsam Island versus LeChuck and the Voodoo Lady.
How are sales going now?
Great. People can't get enough of the Voodoo Lady's murky moral ambiguity, mysterious unexplored backstory, and her ample...
La 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 la, I'm not listening. La la la.
Voodoo charms.
By the way, I'm being quiet because dinner has just arrived.
The tale of redemption.
I'll be across the room for a few minutes.
All right.
But I'll be listening.
Let's see.
What kind of souvenirs could you possibly be making out of the Voodoo Lady and LeChuck?
Oh, ye of little faith, feast your eyes on the all-new People vs. LeChuck and the Voodoo Lady collection.
What's this?
That's a little decorative pin I've whipped up.
Trial of the Century 2, Electric Voodoo-loo.
We're still working on a title.
What's that one?
That's our Cursed Cutlass of Kaflu LeChuck doll. Press the button for its special transforming glow.
What's happening?
It's a little bright.
Yeah, we're still working out a few kinks.
What's that?
It's my entrancing Voodoo Lady dashboard good luck charm.
disturbing. On second thought.
Say no more.
I don't suppose you'd be willing to sell me your eye-bending jacket.
Give up my jacket? That'd be like Samson getting a buzz cut, or King Arthur losing Excalibur, or Bluebeard dying himself blonde.
Huh?
Without my jacket, my salesman mojo would wither away faster than a hothouse orchid in a pizza oven.
So that's a maybe? Sure you don't want to sell me your pupil-defying jacket? It's for a good cause.
This jacket stays with Stan until it literally falls off my back, three...
You've seen my wife.
Have I? That crazy sea devil hit me up for one of my patented and perfectly passable porcelain power pirate treasure maps before hightailing it for the jungle. If we're lucky, that thing will keep her going around in circles for weeks.
You pirate enough to take the Fugu Jolokia challenge? Fugu Jolokia. Seems pretty harmless. Hey, WP. Tell me about this Fugu Jolokia challenge.
Ah, a connoisseur of peculiar culinary delights, are we?
Yes.
Then you surely have heard of the Fugu Jolokia, the hottest pepper in this world or the next.
Oh, that Fugu Jolokia.
I acquired that specimen of the Fugu pepper many years ago from a three-legged bandit named Ort, winning it from him when I was able to place me tongue on the pepper for 10 entire seconds.
How eccentric.
Since that tongue-destroying day, I've vowed to pass on the pepper to the first pirate who can successfully put his tongue on the Fugu Jolokia for 11 seconds.
Let's see.
Okay, Pepper, prepare to meet your master.
He couldn't even hold it in his hand.
Okay, mental note. The Fugu Jolokia is hot to the touch, too.
Wow.
Whoa.
Huh. Yow! Ooh. Ooh.
Dingley.
The rug on the floor towards the exit of the Club 41 causes static shocks.
Hey, you! Again!
Hello, Treepwood.
About this feast for the senses?
What would you like to know?
The first course in the feast for the senses. The napkin. What's up with that?
The table must be set with an eye-catching napkin to entice the sponge's hunger.
Huh.
The antipasta? Explain.
With the table set, a powerful aroma must encourage the appetite to grow.
I think my nose has been in shock since traversing the inside of a manatee.
I'm sure you will find something.
Can you tell me about the palate cleanser?
Before the main course, the palate must be scalded clean by a powerful taste.
Ooh, like grog?
No, not at all like grog.
It says here that course 4, the main course, is the sixth sense. That doesn't even make sense.
Ah, but it does. For where the other 5 senses are limited to the finite experiences of the present, the sixth sense satiates the appetite for the infinite possibilities of the future.
The future? How do I feed something the future?
You already hold the answer to that question.
This sixth sense business is all pretty abstract.
You must find something that will allow the sponge to sense the future. As I said, you already possess the key to finding it.
What about the dessert? This is one hungry sponge.
Ah. What is your favorite thing about dessert, Guybrush?
Running out before the check arrives?
No, it is the pleasurable shock of something different.
Ah. All right, enough about the feast for now. I met Coronado de Cava.
My beloved. How was he?
Mad. Bipolar. Life ruined. Just another pawn sacrificed in your theater of the damned.
I never meant to cause him harm.
Sure you didn't. Now, try not to get executed before I cure Elaine.
As you wish.
The singe is running out of
what
his house.
That?
Into the jungle.
Something sure shoved a short sword up his aft sail.
What's happening up here? Mouse on the ground. Guybrush is walking into the singe's lab.
What the? Morgan!
She's been stabbed!
What happened?
Went to get your hand.
You didn't have to do that.
Had to pay you back for all the trouble. Found Jacques. He told me.
What?
He told me.
What? What did the monkey tell you?
She's dead!
No!
Drybrush looks pissed.
You singe! Singe will pay for this.
Let's see, what is all this stuff? A microscope?
It's broken.
What's this thing? Curious helmet.
Auto trepanation helmet. Hmm.
Button.
Ow!
It stabs him with needles.
What? My thumb.
It makes his tongue. No.
God.
It's locked.
What's this button do?
Ow.
What the?
It's making him tiny.
Duh.
And he's growing back to normal size. What's this button do?
Ow!
Ah! I'm blind!
The screen went black for a second. Except for his eyeballs. What's the last button do?
Ow!
Whoa!
It turned the world upside down.
Help?
I think that is going to be useful then.
Let's see.
Ow! What is it? My thumb!
His tongue is numb. I got an idea.
Yeah.
Now that his tongue is numb, we can probably get that pepper. Unless the numbness wears out before we get there.
What can I do you for?
I'd like to take the Fugu Jalokia challenge, he points at it.
What's that? You want to take the Fugu Jalokia challenge? Why didn't you say so? Have at it, Captain!
Okay. Inventory. Use the hook to pick it up.
Well, bust my balustrades. Well done, Captain Threepwood. You've conquered the Fugu Jalokia and have won the right to keep it as your own.
Yay!
I like a clean living and a healthy cook. I probably got permanent glossal damage, but it was totally worth it to get my hook on that pepper.
Okay. Well, we got one of the things we need, I think.
Ouch!
I'm going to step into the kitchen for a few minutes, then I'll be back with you.
Okay. Let's head back to the lab.
What the...
Morgan's body is
gone. What happened to Morgan's body? Lepidoptera flotsamus accelerus. Like many of its more common cousins, the sharp-toothed Flotsam Island moth has a penchant for gnashing on articles of clothing. Where Flotsamus accelerus differs is in the pain of its bites, which can be quite annoying, and the rapidity of its meals. A swarm of flotsam moths can strip a man down to his undergarments in mere seconds, assuming the notoriously finicky moths approve of his wardrobe, of course. It looks like DeSinge is using my hand to make something called the jus de vie.
Huh.
The Vakalian wind control device? What is that creep doing with it now?
Okay. There's a skeleton covering
its... Did DeSinge murder you too?
Covering its eyes, but facing the wall. That's...
Vampiridae flotsamus sucrosus, the flotsam jungle firefly, are a common sight in flotsam's jungles, which they never leave. Although possessing no natural enemies, the flotsamus sucrosus has a notorious sweet tooth, drawing it inexorably to bodies of sugar water.
I love how in these adventure games there's all these little cryptic clues that mean nothing on their own, but they all...
Yeah,
they all add up.
Oh, no. This is where the Marquis keeps all the severed limbs of the pirates he's operated on. Hey, you never know when a sack of severed legs is going to come in handy. Or footy, as the case may be. Sorry.
Wimshot.
It's a sack full of severed legs. Ugh.
Beautiful little follow-up utterance there.
Alright, let's get out of this madhouse.
The doctor is out! Out of his freaking mind, maybe.
Well played.
Let's head to the jungle and see if we can find this guy and kill him. Jungle entrance. Let's go this way.
20 and X marks the... When I get me hands on that plaid-coated scallywag, I'm gonna rip off his waving arms and beat him to a briny pulp with him. What are you looking at?
The secret to eternal life. Le spectre de Grand César.
Doesn't look like Elaine's in any immediate danger. Hopefully she won't commit any unforgivable atrocities before I finish enlarging my pox-curing sponge.
Hey, there's a skeleton with a piece of paper down here. Piste de Libre's journal. Despite repeated efforts to lace bait with tracking elements, beast's spoor remains indistinguishable from the jungle floor. Oh, if only the beast left a path as bright as flotsam beautiful jungle fireflies. Wait, what's that smell? It's off the page. So the jungle beast must have killed that guy. What's over here? There's the altar. see. Wandering around the jungle here. What the heck?
That's weird. This whole idol is under one of Crimp Digit's unbreakable glass bottles.
Ugh, we don't have the bottle breaker anymore.
The tide must be high. I can almost reach down and touch the well water.
Let's dump some sugar in there.
Ooh.
Aha!
Jungle fireflies. Nature's little spotlights.
Okay. Let's dip a leg in there.
The fireflies are attracted to the sugar water on the leg. Fascinating. And just a little nauseating. I've already got 3 wet legs in my pants. I'd rather not add another one.
Oh my god.
That doesn't need to be illuminated.
The problem is, that's not doing anything. Let's head this way. Let's go this way. The wind control
looks like
machine.
The old Achillean wind control device has been set to suck again. But what's that tubing around its fingers all about?
Let's see our map. All right.
What in the name of Bluebeard's hair dye?
Hey, no poaching. I have called dibs.
I think I may be lost. Shouldn't there be a creepy voodoo shack right about there?
There was, until they came to arrest that pox-spreading voodoo lady.
What happened?
First came the flames. Poor Senor Nipperkin went up like St. Elmo's fire. Then she emerged from the conflagration, mumbling ancient curses with every regal step. I never forget the baleful stare she fixed me with as she was led away. A look condemning me to a lifetime of suffering, shame, and regret.
Spooky.
And if that wasn't bad enough, I haven't found one bit of cool voodoo stuff in the wreckage. Come on!
Mob justice can be so unfair.
Let's see, so...
What a shame. That rug really tied the shack together.
Partially digested crossroads rug. Moths.
Looks like the light of the shack's embers has attracted a swarm of jungle moths. That probably explains what happened to the voodoo lady's rug.
Let's see if they like the leg lamp.
Whoa. Uh-oh. Looks like these finicky moths won't eat a jacket that's encrusted with bacon grease, fish water, and manatee guts. Lucky me. Even when it's burned to the ground, the voodoo lady's shack is still creepy.
Let's head back to town. Okay, now, I got an idea.
That doesn't need to be illuminated.
What?
All right, little fellas, check out these high-def duds. Well, that's just great. The lamp's dead.
I tried to use the moths on Stan's jacket.
Well, at least Stan's sign is keeping the moths from returning to the jungle. Stan.
Let's see.
Guybrush, old pal.
Can I take another look at your voodoo lady and LeChuck gewgaws?
Can't keep your eyes off them, huh?
What's that one?
That's our cursed cutlass of Kaflu, LeChuck doll. Press the button for its special transforming glow.
What's happening?
It's a little bright.
Yeah, we're still working out a few kinks.
Uh-huh.
Hey, now, what's this? A fuzzy flying fan club? Ah! Hey, knock it off, you nutty nibblers! That hurts! Sweet, fancy... Ah! Moses!
Moses!
Aha!
Well, that was one heck of an experience, eh, Threepwood? It's a good thing old Stan always keeps a few spare jackets in the back office, or I'd be defending my clients in the altogether. Say, that's not a bad idea. Stan S. Stanman, naked attorney at law. You've got nothing to hide, and neither does he. No time to chat, Threepwood. I've got business cards to print.
Remains of Stan's old jacket.
Sweet.
Always wanted one of these.
Even though it's been reduced to rags, Stan's jacket is still a sight to make eyes sore.
Let's combine that with La Sponja.
You know, when I dreamed of becoming a mighty pirate, I never imagined that one day I'd be tying eye-popping napkins around the non-existent necks of mystical sponges.
Let's see, what's the next thing we gotta do?
I better fold this up before I put it in my pocket.
Okay, we need to attract the jungle beast. Oh, I went the wrong way. Let's go back to the jungle. I'd like to finish this episode. I don't know if we can do it in the 20 minutes we have left, though.
Aw, pity.
Alright. Let's go this way.
I don't know about mythical jungle beasts, but I always prefer my ritual sacrifices to be slathered in sugar water.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Huh. It's gone.
Woo! That altar reeks! Smells worse than the sofa bed after Elaine's mom has dropped by for a visit.
There's a trail of fireflies, though. Let's follow them.
At last, I've lost that she-devil.
Tap his shoulder. Oh!
Ouch, that's gotta hurt. Serves him right, though. Still, I'd better finish feeding the sponge before Elaine hurts someone I actually care about.
What if she already did? Following the fireflies. Oh, I must have went the wrong way.
I'm reminded of the quote out of Harry Potter, follow the spiders.
Firefly illuminated hidden trail?
The mighty pirate hunter tracks his prey via his distinctive firefly-attracting spore.
That's
the legendary jungle beast of Flotsam Island?
It's like a carnivorous plant.
That poor little flesh-eating stink bomb looks like he's in a world of pain.
There's a lion paw stuck in his mouth.
Oh, look at that. The poor hideous flesh-eating plant has a smelly, rotting lion's paw caught in its teeth. Hold still, little buddy. I'll get that nasty old hunk of meat out from...
Yikes! Huh. What about this?
Here, boy. That looks uncomfortable. But at least he's not snapping at me anymore.
I fed him the fake lamp leg.
Don't worry, you freakish little abomination. Dr. Guybrush will make it all better. Gotcha! Phew! That is by far the foulest thing I've ever smelled in all my years of pirating. And that's coming from a guy who's just spent a few days inside a giant manatee.
Okay, I think we can combine the paw with...
Come on, little sponge. Eat the nice smelly antipasta. That's a good sponge.
Oh, that's funny.
Now I wonder if we use the pepper next.
Yeah, I think so. Let's see.
It's a good thing the sponge doesn't have a tongue, or I'd be dunking it in the ocean right about now.
Ha! All right. What did we have to do for the next piece? So we did eyes, nose, mouth. And now we're on the fourth course. Use the map. So now we got this. Oh, something happened. Okay, let's see where we go. Let's look at this map again. We are at that thing. What is it? The calendar thing. So we can go somewhere. Let's just exit to the start of the jungle. I think it would be easier than trying to navigate around where we don't really need to. Alright, let's follow this map. Seem to be navigating around to where all these idols are. So we were at a purple idol, now we're at a green idol.
I wonder who put this idol under glass, and why? I wonder who put this idol under...
We heard that already. I think now, because now we're at a dead end. I remember how this works now. See, how this map works is however you fold it actually changes the destinations based on where you are. So I just changed the map. Right now, I'm at the red idol on the map, and I just changed the map. So now, and since we're at a dead end, there's only one other way to go. The red idol now leads to a question mark. So let's see.
Sounds
where...
Sounds ominous.
Yeah, let's see where that takes us. There's a locked chest.
It's the mysterious chest of foreshadowing from the Voodoo Lady's shack.
From episode one.
Who knows what sort of useful voodoo bric-a-brac lurk in its locked timbers? Even more importantly, how am I going to unlock it to find out?
Let's use your trusty hook.
Let's see. What do I have now that I didn't have the last time I tried to open this chest? Ow! Stupid hook! Oh, it can't be that easy. The Voodoo Lady's tarot cards? That's it? I bent the fabric of reality for a stupid fortune teller's trick?
Whoa! Whoa! It's whole, like, the whole thing just warped okay. out.
That's a pretty good trick.
There was
no
like,
kidding.
The Sixth Sense card. Let's combine them.
Hopefully these flakes of the future will give La Esponja a sixth sense that'll help keep me from getting into situations like this.
Wow, the answer lies in your hand.
Yeah. I think we're done with the jungle now. Let's head back to town. I think we're making decent time. I hope. I might just be a jerk and finish.
Hey, take back the extra 5 minutes you lost. Why not?
It was more like 10.
Well, apparently I flunked basic math, so.
Yeah. Let's see. What does this thing say? Let's examine this again. So we got the fourth foot. Now this.
Okay. I better fold this up before I put it in my pocket.
Excuse me. All right, so I think we need to run around on this carpet.
Stop doing that.
I think now if we just walk out, does that count?
Yo! Ooh. Ooh, tingly. Oh, hey, what's this? Ah, so that was the shocking dessert.
All right. There's only, like, one thing left to do.
Ouch! All right, Señor Esponja Not-So-Grande. That's 5 senses down and 1 to go. Now, where can I find a really big sound for an after-dinner belch?
Nice.
Now, there's only one thing on Flotsam Island that can make a noise like that.
Elevator, I will live forever. Elevator, immortality. Who will live forever for moi? Who will conquer nature moi?
Elevator,
I will live forever.
Elevator,
immortality.
Him again. A treasure chest.
She really is crazy, isn't she?
Yeah. Well, she's got the pox.
You heard the lady, Desinge.
Guybrush. This one's mine!
Ah, the happy Threepwood Pirate Clan. Whatever shall I do?
He's got a turban with Guybrush's hand tied to it.
Weird.
Yeah.
Now. Oh, I know.
Oh, clam dip.
Ha! I can't believe I ever married a dullard like you.
You know, once I cure you of the pox that's making you say all these mean things, you're going to owe me a lot of smoochies.
I wouldn't smooch you with his lips, cabin boy.
I hate to break up this portrait of domestic bliss, but I've got some last-minute adjustments to make to my machinery before preparing the charming Madame Threepwood for her journey into scientific history.
Don't worry, Buttercup. Once I get La Esponja Grande into that noisy doohickey, our troubles will be over.
Yes. Well, please try to keep it down, no?
At least I hope so.
Okay. Hey, what the heck? He's got the pyrite parrot of Petaluna hanging above the wind machine.
Oh, God.
Can't believe that stupid parrot somehow found its way back into my life.
It's me, Guybrush Threepwood, Whitey Pirate.
Oh, yay. I can't stay mad at you. So what have you been up to while I've been out trying to save your shapely bacon?
I've been swashbuckling and looking for buried treasure, like a real pirate.
Okay, I know that's the pox talking, but still.
Ouch.
Chill out. I've got this.
I know. Let's throw the Esponja into the wind machine. He missed.
What's this? An airborne porifera?
And now his hand caught it.
And risk tainting my moment of triumph with your tedious voodoo, Falderal. I don't think so.
Moment of triumph?
Oui. Using my harpsichronoton, I have discovered the unique harmonic frequency that allows me to pulverize matter into a fine powder and spread it across the seas. Observe!
It's me, Guybrush Threepwood, Whitey Pirate. It's me!
Oh my god!
First of all, thanks. That thing was really starting to scrape my scabbard. Second, you're crazy if you think you're gonna get me in there. Okay, crazier.
You? I don't want you. It's your wife's molecules I need to smear across the seas.
I'd like to see you try, you wuss.
Why her?
Because of her pox, you dolt. She's got the same unique strain of the pox that you once had. The same one that was flowing through your amazing hand. The same one that I've distilled into my amazing jus de vie.
Lefty!
Unfortunately, a single hand can only provide enough of this Threepwood strain to produce a few meager drams of my jus de vie. Even if I were to drain your beloved to the bone, I would only gain a few piddling firkins of the juice.
I'll give you some piddling firkins?
No. If I want a perpetual strain of the jus de vie, every pirate in the world must be exposed to the Threepwood strain. Now, Madame Threepwood, if you'll hold still for a moment, I'll try to make this as painless as possible.
How nice. But I won't.
Oh.
She stabbed him in the chest.
The power of the jus de vie.
Okay, they're fighting. She's not letting them get stabbed. Let's put this.
Oh, what the heck?
There's a bucket of water, and I still have the sugar. And I see by the eyes of the wind machine, there's moths up there. So maybe they'll come down to the sugar water, and then something will happen. The fireflies, they're down here now.
Shiny.
Huh. Let's throw the pepper at his face.
Hey, Vu.
What now?
Oh, he poked him right in the eye. Ha ha ha. He dumped his head in the sugar water. Now the fireflies are around his head.
Oh, shoot.
Hey, the monkey!
What?
Let's see.
once you're done pulverizing my wife, any chance I could get my hands on some of that jus de vie? Nothing personal, honey. It's just that you look kind of done for, and invulnerability could come in really handy in my line of work.
I'll show you who's done for!
Oh! She's killed the lights! By her sword got stuck in the machine that was powering the light eyeball things.
What?
Now the moths are attacking him!
My cabin! No! Shoot! Oh, get away from me, you nasty little pest!
They're destroying his turban.
No!
What's the matter with him?
Without my hand to supply him with more jus de vie, all those wounds you've been inflicting are starting to catch up with him.
Get back here, you naughty little lad.
His hand is climbing up top of the machine. He's trying to grab it.
I have you now, my pretty.
Oh, his hand jumped down, like, and then after activating the machine, the Singe is dead.
Nice one, hand. Care to help me with these locks?
Oops.
I guess that was a little too much to ask.
At
least
I've
got the sponge back, though.
Okay, let's throw the sponge in the machine. Oh, and it made it in. Now what?
That was a little anticlimactic.
Whoa! It's getting bigger!
Now that's an esponja grande. But how will I use it to cure...
The machine is activating by itself.
Oh, right, the wind!
It's glowing. Something's happening. It's curing Elaine. It's absorbing all the pox. Ah, the screen is all white. It's showing other pirates getting cured of the pox.
Hold on!
Guybrush?
Elaine, are you all right?
I think so. But how did I get here, and why does my mouth taste like coleslaw?
It's a long story. I'll tell you all about it once we figure out how to get out of these stupid clamshells.
Leave everything to me, my friends.
Aha! Ah, he's got one of them clamshell lock things still.
LeChuck, my new best pal. How'd you get out of jail?
Oh, the guard was more than happy to release me once I convinced him that it was the only way to win Elaine's hand in unholy matrimony.
Wait, unholy what?
Unholy this!
Whoa!
Guybrush!
Elaine?
Guybrush just got stabbed.
Guybrush!
Whoa!
LeChuck! This name shouting is jolly good fun!
I knew it was a trick.
Is that you, Mother? I washed my hands.
I knew it all along. With or without all that voodoo, you're still nothing but an evil sack of scum.
Correction, my sweet. I'm an evil sack of scum who's about to plunder the grandest treasure in all creation. But I'd be willing to share my booty if you catch me drift.
What?
Nice.
Oh, come now, my love. You can't deny what we've shared these past few weeks. The chummy camaraderie, the kind words, the stolen glances. I know you've developed feelings for me. Join me as my demon bride, and together we'll lay a bloody siege to the very heart of voodoo itself.
Go to hell, LeChuck.
Well, you can't say I didn't try. Looks like we'll be doing this with all that voodoo.
Elaine? Do me a favor.
Ah, that be the stuff.
Anything.
Kick his two-faced butt for me.
From Melee to Monkey and all the islands in between, my love.
Aren't you dead yet? I've got wedding plans to make.
Why, he's a zombie again. Guybrush, I think, is dead.
Out of respect for the newly deceased, I feel I should point out that you wave your sword like a dairy farmer.
How appropriate. You fight like a pox-infected undead cow.
To be continued in Chapter 5.
No!
Wow, we made really good time on that.
Yeah. So. Oops, wrong button. Tune in next week. Oh, that's lame. Okay. Well, tune in next week when we play Chapter 5, Rise of the Pirate God. Goodbye.
See it. Bye. Pirate God. Oh dear. Oh dear. Oh dear.
Later.